Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Hey guys, happy holidays! Welcome to the season finale of Tom Girl here on AfterBuzz TV. We're getting festive. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Melekelekimaka is a thing. Hey guys, welcome to the festive season finale here.
Yay!
And look who's back! Hayley Clover! Ooh, I hit my antlers.
You gotta watch those things. They're very sensitive. Yeah, people don't know that about reindeers. They're very sensitive antlers.
Very sensitive.
What's up?
Hayley, we've missed you. I love that you started the whole show out with us, and now you're ending the show with us.
Me too. I wish I could have made it more in between, but I appreciate being here again at the end.
Where can everybody follow you at?
You can find me at Hayley Clover everywhere. And I'm just so excited because I love Christmas.
Me too. Hey, guys, you can follow me at TomGirlTV. All right, we got a very special show planned for you today. And as you can see, we are very into the spirit here.
I just want to let you know that this is dedication, too, because this reindeer suit is about 1,000 degrees.
It's pretty toasty under these lights. Imagine. You were head to toe, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's so cute. And right. Hayley also contributed these wonderful ugly sweater holiday mugs.
Yeah, well, we're going to be going. Cheers. Oh, my gosh, cheers.
And you found these at the 99 cent store?
Yeah, I did. I was going to say, we're going to go through a list of great, you know, gifts and everything. But this is a great gift. They're super cute. And it was $1. So there you go.
Yeah, I think that's a great work gift, stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. Starting it off right. Okay, so what we're gonna do here is our favorite things, and then we're gonna show you our outfit picks, fashion picks for New Year's Eve. Because I don't know if you guys are like us, but sometimes all of a sudden it gets to New Year's and we're like, oh crap, what am I gonna wear?
Yeah.
Because maybe I wasn't going to go out, then I maybe thought about going out, but now I don't want to go out because I don't have the cute to wear. So
right. We
have some picks for that too, and then little updates on some of the guests that we've had throughout the year too. So excited about this show, and it's going so fast. All right, so Hayley, let's have your list for your favorite things. Good Christmas ideas that you have for folks.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so we're starting with a little nostalgia for everybody. I was a huge fan of the show Are You Afraid of the Dark on Teen Nick. And I don't know if it's still this scary, like now if I watch it as a 25-year-old, but when I watched that as, you know, a 10-year-old, that was the scariest shit ever. So they sell the entire series on Amazon, naturally, and you can buy it for $53 for the actual series, or you can buy the single DVDs for $14.99.
I've actually never seen that show.
You haven't?
I have not, but I love scary stuff, so maybe I'll be buying that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, this was like the epitome of my childhood. Me and my brother would watch this. They start off by a campfire, and they set the scene, and they throw some magic dust on this fire, and then it turns into this like giant story. It's amazing, and I know a lot of you know what I'm talking about. So it is still around, and it's on Amazon.
Real quick, too, Hayley, if you didn't know, they're actually in development to make this a movie.
Shut up.
Yeah, uh-oh. I swear to you.
See, Anthony with the tidbits again. So
Anthony,
good. Best engineer out there.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting. Did you watch this when you were younger?
No, I didn't, but once I heard the news about the movie coming out, I saw the first episode, and I was intrigued. It was good. I liked it.
Okay, well, if it was still good, you know, now, and they made that in the 90s, then it was just good. It was just good. Okay. Well, so that's where I'm starting. Next. This actually might be one of my favorites. This is called the Boss Bidet, and this turns any regular old toilet into a bidet. And what's better than having a squeaky clean butthole after you take a poop? Nothing.
I can't think of anything better.
It's $69.99, and it attaches to any toilet. You can even buy it on Amazon with the person that comes in and installs it for you, just in case you don't feel like doing it yourself. It also comes in gold, in case you want to get super fancy, and black, all black. Ooh. If you don't like the, you know, the white trim as well. I had sent this to my mom and told her that she absolutely needed to buy this for my dad.
Is she going to?
I don't know. I think she feels like because it's on Amazon and it's plastic, it probably is a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But the reviews weren't bad on Amazon. I think it had 4 stars, so I kind of, you know, eventually that might be a good gift for him. Yeah. What else do I have? Oh, there's another picture close-up of the Boss Bidet. It has so many different, knobs so that you can change the power or the pressure of your water stream, everybody.
Fantastic.
Okay, so this is a cuter option for
from
a female.
From bidets to boots.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. So I really love a good duck boot. I'm from Buffalo, New York, so Uggs, any boot like that gets super wet, and then they're not warm at all. They're not comfortable. They have zero traction whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So if you're – this is probably more for the East Coast people. But if you're on the East Coast, this is a super cute boot that I found. It's a Creek boot by Cougar is the name of the brand. It is a bit more expensive, but these boots last forever. It's $129.95. But shoes tend to be one thing that I do invest in if I know that they're going to last – for a while, because if you buy a super cheap shoe, they last for about 2 weeks. Yep. And if you buy a super expensive shoe, they last years. So I really like this one, though, just because of the fur trim and the red and white on the top. Just super, super cute. So that's why I chose that one. This is actually something that I'm gifting for someone in my family. Hopefully they're not watching. It's called The 12 Lives of Samuel Hawley. It's a best-selling book out right now. And I actually got the advice from somebody that I know that's a television writer out here who reads, I mean, nonstop. And he was just absolutely raving about this book. It's fiction. So if you like fiction, this is a good one for you. And it's only $16 for hardcover right now on Amazon. It's originally like $27, and I just checked and they're having a sale. Oh, so yeah, if anybody is a reader in your family, this is a really, really great choice. I saw it in hardcover in the store too, and it's really pretty. Like, it's just a pretty book, so it's it would be a good gift.
Nice. My favorite.
And this is my last one on my list. I am buying this as a white elephant gift for my company party. And this is the Nature Dick Picks calendar for 2018. As you can tell, it's nature's fallacies. It's everything in nature that looks like a dick, which is absolutely just amazing. You don't even need to look in the calendar to know that you're going to like the calendar.
I think we do have a second picture, maybe. Yep, inside
there. There you go. So there's one of the pictures. What does that say? Does that say Goblin Valley State Park?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Utah,
thank you.
I believe.
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone's been there, but apparently there's a bunch of dicks out there that I had no idea about.
Definitely referring this to a lot of my Nebraska people, because if anybody is familiar with Nebraska, our state capital in Lincoln, Nebraska, the building, I know it's not nature, but our actually capital building is called the Penis of the Plains because it looks like a penis. And Nebraska's so flat that you see it like
way in
the
distance. Oh my God, that's amazing.
So I feel as if there's a lot of folks out there that might
like
this.
Oh my God, I love it. You know what you need to do, and it's probably already there, but for anyone that thinks this is funny like we do, there's an Instagram account called Things That Look Like Dicks. And if you look it up, it's literally people that send in pictures of things out and about that look like dicks. It's amazing. There's like trees that just literally have balls and a shaft, and like it's so funny.
Did you see the recent one going around kind of here, as like there was a bunch of areas, an area with a bunch of palm trees, and people put lights on them all the way up to the top, and at the top they're sprouting out, you know, so it looks very excited peni. So all right.
That's amazing. Okay, what do you have?
Okay.
I want to know what you're getting.
And some of these for me are just favorite things, like I dream about. Like they're on the wish list because it's something I would never buy myself.
But
gifts that I think, you know, that they are.
Yeah. Isn't that what Christmas is kind of for?
Right?
You get to ask for whatever you want. Santa doesn't have to bring it, but you can ask.
Right. So this is the first one, the Yeti cooler. Just because I love it. They're, like, super durable. They're great for camping. Like, you're walking through the water like this guy is, which happens a lot, you know? But anyway, you can take
just
it to the beach wherever.
That pic.
Right? But these coolers are, like, pretty, really pricey. Like, I think that one's like $200 or something.
Well, so I had friends in college that were super obsessed with Yeti in general. They had like the massive coolers because they were big fishers. So, mm-hmm. You know, those things stay cold for like ever.
Yeah.
But same with, they have a water bottle too, and I've actually used it. And I swear you can put ice in it, and then the ice is there like in full cubes 24 hours later. It's nuts.
Yeah.
So I've never used the cooler, but I can only imagine that is amazing.
So, I mean, great reviews as well. So I think another thing where, like, you were talking with the shoes, like one thing that might last forever.
Right.
You know?
Especially if you travel a lot. That, yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. So next up for me. Okay. So this is for like those big baseball fans that maybe some of you don't know what to get for. So these are bottle openers that are made from actual real bats used in games.
How cool.
Then on the bats, you know, they say what game it was used and which team. Totally stole this idea from my first grade best friend. Woohoo. So thank you. But she gave this to her dad, who was a huge Yankees fan and didn't know what to get him anymore because they have all the memorabilia. So if they're looking for somebody who maybe doesn't have collect sports items, something new.
So cool. I really like that.
All right. And then this one is for the lady version of that. Like, they have NFL.com has all these leggings because us ladies like our leggings of all the NFL teams. So something to get the girl who sits there and watches, you know.
That's cute.
Sunday football, Buffalo Bills.
Go Bills. Team. Woohoo.
Yeah.
We're in the hunt.
Okay. This book, What the Fuck Should I Make for Dinner? All right, so my mom actually gifted this to me, and I love it because, for example...
Wait, what does it say on the front? Also, the answers to what?
The answers to life everyday questions in 50 fucking recipes. So, like, one or the other. Let me find out real quick. Hold on.
This is good because I never know what to make for dinner, or I end up making, like, buttered noodles like I'm, you know, in college again, which...
Like, it's very...
Probably should grow up.
It's very, This, for example, says, eat my balls. And if that doesn't sound appetizing, try some fucking roast chicken. So then it's actually got a real recipe attached. And then at the bottom it says, don't fucking like that. Turn to page 78. Don't fucking eat meat. Turn to page 30. Apparently I am a fan of the F word, but I just
I love
this, right?
That is so funny. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
job,
really,
Mom.
That's a good guy gift, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or like a guy in college that doesn't want to cook and they just like order out every day.
Yeah, because they are real like basic, you know, recipes that they should be able to put together. So,
right.
But then I think, you know, the entertaining copy gets them to reading it.
So funny.
All right. Next up for me. Okay.
This is
my dream. All right. So I'm a big Aviator Nation fan. It's a clothing line out here. They have a lot of sweatpants and t-shirts and really comfortable soft clothes. And I'm also a big Honda motorcycle fan. So the two teamed up this year, and Paige McCoskey from Aviator Nation just got to design the newly released Honda Rebel motorcycle. So this was what
she came up with.
So it's got their custom rainbow design, glitter on, you know, I think the gas tank is like gold glitter, and then the custom saddle seat. So this is, of course, a dream gift, but
that's
still
amazing.
One of my very favorite
things. Have you ever owned a motorcycle?
Things. I have not. I've only ridden dirt bikes growing up.
Have you ever driven a motorcycle or just a dirt bike?
Just dirt bikes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never been on a motorcycle because they kind of scare me, but that one's super cute.
Yeah, my ex had a motorcycle out here, but before I got on it, I saw a horrible accident out here.
Oh, yeah, they're so bad.
Really bad. That kind of, got me a little bit.
Well, and especially for people that don't live here, it's legal for motorcycles to drive in between cars in the lanes, which is nuts because if you miss them, and it happens all the time because there's so many cars and so many things going on the highways out here. I mean, they're just...
Yeah.
So I think I might try to ride a motorcycle, but like back home where the streets are empty.
Yeah, and that's why I think out here dirt biking is the way I would go because you're out in the desert, you have plenty of space.
Right, that's fun.
You know?
That sounds fun.
So, all right. Okay, do I have one more?
Oh, yeah.
Yes! So this, my friends, is for, we all have those people who are just, you know.
Obsessed like me, with their dogs?
Yeah, and their pets. Dogs, cats, whatever pet that you have. So this is from a company called Pet Flare, and they're out of Sydney. So you basically can send them the pictures of the pets, and they'll make menswear, women's beach towels,
Look
whatever
at
you
that
want.
Speedo. And the best is that the dog's right next to him.
I know.
By his right hand. He's like, oh, there I am, doing the same exact face that's on that towel.
Yep. Model dog.
The best is that she decided to do a super serious face, too. Like, this was some type of Vogue photo shoot when she's wearing a onesie with a one-piece with a dog on it.
Yep. A bit.
Classy. But that's amazing.
The dog's
amazing.
Eyes are kind of, like, right on her.
Right on her
nipples. Yep. Yep.
That's so true. Well, maybe we could also move that over to something you could wear for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
People are wearing bodysuits nowadays all the time.
They are.
That could be probably, a good one. Mix it up. Could.
Yeah.
Screw sequins. Go with the dog onesie.
Or do you want to go to New Year's Eve now? Or do you, while we're on favorite things, should we talk about... You had a holiday... we're going to do maybe your holiday traditions or something, or a story from your childhood.
Because I would love to hear... I love hearing everyone's family traditions because we're all... You know, totally mm-hmm. different. We all have different backgrounds. You said you had one. I want to hear yours.
Well, so
I have
one
to think of mine.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
One tradition that we used to have was we would get Lifesaver books. My parents would from Santa, and it's the cheesy little thing, but we were so excited as kids to get these Lifesaver books. You know, aww. My parents were teachers. We didn't get a lot. You know,
right?
Yeah. Well, then one year my parents were going to take us after Christmas. We were going to go to Orlando to go to Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
So my dad's a real, you know, his dad was a farmer, so he grew up with not much either, you know.
Yeah.
So that year he had decided no presents for us at all. Like it was Orlando was our present, you know. So I'll kind of
sure.
So I guess my mom kept telling him, "Well, don't you think we should still at least have Santa do like the Lifesaver books?" And he's like, "No, they're fine. They'll get it. They understand. We're going to Florida. We're going to." So my brother and I were little kids. We woke up like super early, got out there, and we're like, nothing's out there. We're like, let's go back to sleep and we'll get up again.
Right, he's coming. Sleep,
come back again. We're like, still no Santa. And we're like, what?
Oh,
we're
no.
Like, back. And yeah, and then we were like, okay, there's no. And at this point, to be honest, I don't know if we knew it was no Santa or it was just like,
what was
we thought
say?
Mom
so
and dad.
So was that the moment you found out that
no,
he wasn't
I think
real?
We actually already knew by this because we were old enough that I think we knew. Yeah, because we were definitely old enough because I was, I think, in seventh grade.
Yeah.
So we knew no Santa, but. We're waiting for Santa to
right.
Santa parents to still leave the Lifesaver book.
Listen, even when you know Santa's not Santa, you still secretly want
something.
Santa yeah. to be real. I mean, my mom to this day will still say, "What are you talking about? I didn't put that there. Santa put
aww.
That there." To this day,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm 25. My brother is 28. She wraps everything in the same Santa paper every single year,
aww.
And it just has our name on it. That's it, and we know it's from Santa because it has Santa's face on it in the paper. Our traditions are like, I mean, I'm sure we have actual traditions, but a Clover family tradition would be a paper gift because we don't order anything on time, and so you don't actually have the physical
gotcha.
Gift. So somebody in our family is always getting a paper gift, even for birthdays, like things you know that are coming up. I don't know if we're just not prepared people
yeah.
or what it is. But paper gifts are kind of fun too because sometimes they're bigger gifts.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Or like you can't wrap them because you're going to Tuscany. No, I'm just kidding. That was never a gift. But yeah, they could be bigger gifts. Or we wear everything that we got that day. That's another one. Like
yep.
tags are off and we're wearing it immediately.
Anthony, how about you? Got any in there?
I'm sorry?
Are you still listening to us? What are you doing?
Holiday traditions?
Yeah, your family. Yeah, do you have any with your family?
Oh, yeah. We usually go to my aunt's house, and it's usually my mom's side of the family. We go and visit, and we spend the night at my aunt's house, and
fun.
We wait until 12 a.m. Christmas Eve, and then that's when we open the presents.
Aww. Oh, fun.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's really fun. Mm-hmm. What do you do for Christmas dinner? Are you a ham family?
We are actually, well... We do Christmas Day. Christmas Day, we actually do soups Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually soup and church night. So we usually have chili and then some other kind of soup.
Uh-huh.
And then Christmas Day used to be my grandma would always kind of make ham and potatoes, all this stuff. And honestly, since she's no longer with us, we don't really do a big Christmas Day, you know? And what's the family split? And,
I know. It is harder.
Yeah.
It's like more important to just kind of hang out instead of worrying about the giant meal.
Yep.
That's true. For sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on into New Year's.
Okay.
All right. Let's start doing some of our New Year's Eve fashion picks. You are up first.
Okay. So just to preface this, all of my dresses are from the exact same place. So these are all from a store called Misguided that's online. We don't actually have it here in the U.S. It's a U.K.-based store. The reason that I love this place is because the site is always 50% off. Like always 50% off. And if the entire site is not 50% off, then the dresses are 50% off or the tops are 50% off. Like, something is always cheap. The only downside to this website is that because it's from the UK, you have to plan ahead with your shopping. Mm. This isn't going to be your, oh no, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. Yeah. I need to hurry up and order something and overnight it. It won't get here. So you have time now. If you like any of these things now, like, order it now. So this is just the one-shoulder sequined dress. It's silver. And I'm pretty sure, I think I actually left this one out of my notes. This was, I'm pretty sure, like $42. But with the site half off, $21 for a New Year's dress that looks super fun. Anthony, can we go to the next one? Okay, so this is one of my, I think this is my favorite out of the entire group. There's something about the bell-bottom of this jumpsuit that is just like fun and 70s and makes me want to party, but it's also super sexy because of the low V-neck. This is by Peace and Love on Misguided, and it is $170, so it is more expensive, but if it's half off, it's a pretty normal price for a night out for New Year's, you know, for an occasion dress. It is one of those sequined dresses too, or jumpsuits that when you go like this, it changes the color of the sequin. So if you took the time, you could have a full silver jumpsuit. But yeah, the rose gold color of this, I'm just like obsessed with. Yeah, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Oh, yes, side boob. Thanks, Anthony. tasteful side boob. Who doesn't love a good tasteful side boob? And it's New Year, so we're here to party.
Yep, the girls want to party too.
Yeah, especially if you have girls like that.
This one I love.
So this is funny because I'm really into this, but it, even though it reminds me of a lamp,
yeah,
or like an old person's ottoman from like forever ago. Mm-hmm. But there's something that's super 20s about it. Yep. But it's like the color and it's sexy and I just love it. This
and
is
it's
also,
unique. You know, nobody else is going to be.
No
in
one
that.
Else is wearing that. Yeah. It's like. Because it's sexy enough without having to show everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't always have to show everything to be super sexy. Mm-hmm. The little shoulder, you know, peekaboo is totally enough. This is also by Peace and Love. That's their more expensive brand on that site, Misguided. And this is, of course, your splurge dress. This one's expensive. This is $425. But half off if you're somebody that can afford that, or you've saved your money for New Year's and, you know, you planned on buying something that you love, maybe this could be the dress. Yeah. So another jumpsuit, because I love jumpsuits. They're just, it's another way to just be dressed up and super cute and not have to wear a dress if you don't feel like shaving your legs in the winter. So that was something I never did on the East Coast, was shave my legs. So cold. You need a little bit of protection. Yeah. So this is also by Peace and Love. I clearly liked all their things. It's called the Nude Strappy Embellishment Wide Leg Jumpsuit. This is on the pricier end as well. It's $306. But again, I will keep saying it's most likely going to be half off. So I would go off of the half off price and not the full price. Just super pretty. There's some awesome strappy detail up by the neckline.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's just, it's dainty enough to wear the embellishments of the jumpsuit. They're not overwhelming. So if you're someone that looks good in, you know, white and you have that awesome skin tone, olive-y skin tone, like, that would be absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Good picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, up close, it's really pretty. And you don't have to worry about jewelry. This is something where I wouldn't do any earrings like she's doing because there's already so much going on. Maybe a ring if you really want to throw something on there, but you don't need anything, which is awesome. And I love that she's going with the slick back hair, too, because that takes 5 minutes. Blow drying and all that kind of stuff takes forever. So, yeah, it's a really good way to look, you know, fancy and sexy and, you know, maybe not do too much. And then here is your bargain saver dress. So this is like the classic. Honestly, I think of Kim Kardashian when I see this dress. She always wears that like square neckline, spaghetti strap, just tight body bodycon dress. And this is called the black square neck strappy mid dress. this dress, people, is $26, which means when 13? It's half off, it's $13. Wow. And I know you're going to wear that 100 more times because you need a black dress all the time. Like, when in doubt, you could wear that thing anywhere.
Well, and that's one that you could dress up, dress down. You can throw a
flannel over it, put it with some tennies. You can,
for sure. Exactly. I know that's
a blazer over it.
Jean jacket and Converse.
Yep.
Exactly. So that is something I might need to purchase for myself for Christmas. But yeah, so you have some good bargain dresses, you know, and then middle of the line and expensive dresses. So for whatever you're looking for.
Good picks.
Those are my picks.
All
right. Here's another good black
dress. Here's our, I'm from one black to the other. All right. So this one is, this is on Revolve, and it is called the Laposa Mini Black One Sleeve. This one is $43.
Nice.
Kind of picked it for the same reason. I just think it's your basic kind of go-to, a little sassy, which just shows a little bit of skin. You don't have to do much for jewelry on this either. Maybe some earrings, call it good.
Yeah.
You're set for $43.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, this one, this was my, my sparkly
dress.
Sequin. Well, and then this is one, like you were talking about how, because there's another picture after this as well. So you can see, like, it was one where they showed it. At first, I thought they were all different dresses. Because,
the color changes.
Right. So if you do the sequins the other direction, it's like more black and different tone with some of the blues in there. And then in another picture, they had made it all gold.
I was going to say, it almost looks like wherever she's reflected from, it looks like there's some pinky colors in there.
See, and I actually really like this one.
So they
made
this striped. It's not a striped dress.
Yeah.
They went and took their
finger.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you could really make your own fabric.
Totally. Yeah. See, like, because there, like, on her arm, it looks like they rubbed
it
all.
They made
it
all. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
So this was a funky dress. This was on Boston Proper. It's called the Multicolored Sequin, and this one is $260.
Okay. Really cool.
All right. Next up.
Ooh,
all right.
I like that.
This one is a bargain. Well, let's take that back. Sorry. I got ahead of myself.
This is your splurge.
Not my splurge, actually. It's the middle of the road. This one is from Forever 21. It's called the Velvet Sequin. It's actually $68.
Oh, my God. I thought that said $568. My eyes are so bad.
Yeah,
it's the dollar sign.
Yep. Just $68.
That's really cute. I like it a lot.
I thought it was cute, too. I thought this one had a lot of potential for a lot of different occasions that you could wear. I like that it was a little sexy with the low V-neck plunge. I love the sleeves.
I don't know if you noticed this, but Forever 21 has a whole different line of clothing now just online. They don't sell this kind of stuff in the store. And everything they sell online is a little bit more expensive like this. And the brands are much nicer than what you find in store, which is kind of cool.
Because sometimes, I mean, I love them, but like sometimes the material is thin or whatever, but a lot of the stuff there looked really cute.
Okay,
this was my bargain one. So this is the ASOS Club Long Sleeve Plunge Back All Over Sequin Mini. This one is $37.
Nice.
Yeah, I just thought this was, you know, cute, fun, flirty. I liked the color. I liked the pale kind of, I just thought it looks really good. I think this would actually look really good on a lot of types because it looks good on her with the lighter skin, but it would really look good, too, on, like, the olive skin that you were talking about, too, or darker complexion people.
Or dark hair,
Everything. It would really pop, So, one that could be good for everybody.
Yeah, I like that.
And last but not least, I have a jumpsuit as well. So this is the Revolve Halter Split Jumpsuit. I think I have a back picture of it as well.
Oh,
yes, open back, cute. This one's a little pricier as well. This one is about $238, but I thought this could be one.
We'll say with a jumpsuit, not the place to go cheap because you either have a super short crotch and you have a camel toe or you have an incredibly long crotch and you look super odd. The more expensive jumpsuits that I have tried on tend to look more tailored or fit your body better.
Yep.
So I would say that's a good place to.
And this one's pretty basic too, so I feel like you could keep this one for years and get like multiple wears out of it. Again,
sure.
Something you could layer up with a blazer, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time. All right, we don't have a lot of time. Let's go. You have a very special recipe for us that
I don't know if it's incredibly special. It seems to be super popular, but I've never done it. All over Pinterest is slow cooker hot chocolate. And so I thought that was pretty awesome because I'm a huge hot chocolate fan. Love, love, love hot chocolate. But I've never done it in a crock pot. And it looks amazing because they also put the marshmallows in the beginning. So they're like melted in with the hot chocolate. And it's just supposed to be super rich. And it's pretty easy. If you literally just Pinterest slow cooker hot chocolate, you'll find about 500 recipes. But the one that I found, it's easy. It's 4 ounces of unsweetened chocolate chopped up. One 6-ounce package of semi-sweet chocolate chips, one 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, not evaporated, two quarts of milk, and 1 tablespoon of vanilla. And that's, throw that on in there, and you let it cook, you cook it on high for 30 minutes, stirring every 10 minutes, and then you let it sit on low after that for an additional 2 hours. Mm. So that's where it's going to start to really marinate in the chocolate
but
goodness.
But it smells good, too.
Oh, yeah,
cooking,
well, that,
right?
too. You could, I mean, literally just use it for, smell, you know, smell of your house. I did see some that added cinnamon and that kind of stuff to make it different, and that would smell really good.
Yeah,
in your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, for those of you who like hot chocolate, or maybe even, you know, Christmas Eve, you want something that you can cook. Maybe you're not a cook and you don't help with the family meal, but that you could you could totally handle.
Right.
Yeah. Could
Love
be fun.
It. Great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fabulous. Okay. Let's go. This is also, since this is the end of the year, I wanted to do a little segment where we kind of, I've been so grateful for all the guests who have come on the show this whole season and taken the time out of their schedules to join us and be here. So I wanted to give a quick follow-up because a lot of them, they've all been had very successful, wonderful years. I just wanted to give a couple shout-outs to a few of these, So first up, Marin Costello, she now, if you remember her, she was the jewelry designer we had on.
Yeah.
There's a new, she has a new gem line that she just launched this week. And she's had some other collaborations throughout the year. So follow back up with her for her site. She also might have some items on there that you might be able to gift for people.
I love that crescent pendant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really pretty.
All of her stuff is so unique and different. Something that people aren't going to find, you know, all over the place. So it's good stuff. So next up, this was Tim Hurley. So he was the country singer that we had in. This was a big moment for him where he opened up for Frankie Ballard at Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip. He also opened at the Coastal Country Jam this year out here as well. So he's another one to keep your eyes on who's moving up in the country world. All right, next up is Kelly Rizzo. So she was from Eat, Travel, Rock. Just an awesome lady. So she just partnered with Harley Davidson and Rolling Stone magazine, and she just posted on her Instagram today, if you're following her, they're doing a collaboration where she actually went and got her motorcycle license and be doing some special videos with them. So I'm looking
really
forward
cool.
to seeing what, yeah. She also
She's
got engaged, so we'll say congratulations to her for that as well.
Yay.
Big, big year. And last but not least, Abby Miller. So she just announced today that she just got signed on for the second season of Imposters. So she continues to be, and she was the one from Jessica Biel's The Sinners.
Which I still haven't finished, but oh my gosh, good series.
Yep, so good. So anyway, just wanted to end, and to everyone else out there too that came in, just thank you again so much for making this first season so much fun, and just it's been such a pleasure talking to each and every one of you and hearing your stories and learning from you. So thank you.
Amazing.
Okay, so next up, keeping with the tradition, we're going to do the Tom Girl of the Week. And this week it is Margot Robbie. I think we have a picture of her there. Yeah. So I just watched I, Tonya last night. So good. So good.
I need to see it because I actually know one of her co-stars. His name's Paul Hauser. So if you do happen to go see it, he will play alongside her. He's just the nicest guy in real life. He's a comedian. You'll notice him. He's he'll be the chubbier one, and he would say that too. So I can say that. And apparently he – do you know who I'm talking about based on that?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and everybody says that he's awesome too. It's really his first big break, so I was really proud of him. But anyway, back to the Tom Girl of the Week.
No, that's great. Well, so she both produced and starred in the movie, which is amazing. And the movie got 3 Golden Globe nominations for Best Comedy, Actress, and Supporting Actress. Allison Janney is also amazing.
Okay, can we talk about why this is so amazing that she both starred and produced in it? Because she's 28 years old.
It's amazing.
When I talked to people out here, they said that producing a movie like this that's going to most likely get Oscar noms, you know, or nods in some type of way, said that it's, like, so unheard of to be that young to be doing what she was doing in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
Crazy.
On top of the fact that she's also, too, I mean, with Suicide Squad, and she has other, like, movies she's lined up to act in as well, on top of that. And I read that they really wanted to keep this have more of that indie feel as well.
Right.
Like she thought if it went to the big studio production, she wouldn't be able to tell it the way it is because it's, you know, kind of the mockumentary style and the way she did it, which I love.
Well, and it's only in a few theaters out here, which is probably for the same reason. Because I had looked up AMC and I was planning on going to see it because they have $5 Ticket Tuesday until the 19th. And it wasn't there, and I was like, no, I can't go see it. I'll still see it.
Yeah.
Where did you end up watching it, JJ?
I'm in the guild, so I got the screener.
Mm, I know. Lucky bitch.
Which exclusive. I will let you come over to my house and watch, since I'm not allowed to lend them out.
Right. I'll come over and watch.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, she was fantastic. Oh yeah, see, I knew I almost made it,
but holy crap!
I told her before the show. I said you should have just worn your bra under there, because when she would have just done that moment right there, she would have, you know,
that would have been
given you fans a little, yeah,
for sure,
a little happy holidays.
Who
for
needs
everybody.
Sweat Lodge when you can just get a onesie from Target?
Exactly. All right. Well, the good thing is I think we are just out of time. So I just want to say thanks, everybody, so much for following us this year. We'll be back second week of January. So we'll have a little break here, but keep the conversation going. Tweet, comment on YouTube. We'd love to stay in touch with you. Tell us if you have fashion picks, what your favorite item gift ideas are.
Yeah, because I still need something to wear, so I could use some advice.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah,
I hope
you can
come back more next year.
Yeah, I would love it. My work schedule has changed, which is why I couldn't be here more.
Yay.
So I'm sure I can work it out.
Did you ever do, because in that first episode we said...
I did not do the stand-up class. I kind of knew she was going to ask me, but I have talked about it a few other times. And I actually got a recommendation from somebody that said it's like the perfect person to start with. So it might...
There you go.
I might have to do it in 2018.
Resolution, yeah. That's okay. I didn't do my surf lessons either. So
okay,
2018 is going to be a big year.
Push it to the next year like every other year.
Right. All right, guys. Well, I don't want to say goodbye, but we're going to
It's not goodbye. You're going to see him
exactly in a couple weeks. All right. That's it, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy
Cheers.
Holidays.
Bye. Woohoo.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.